This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla, and we're answering your questions. You can send questions to radioprogram@aol.com. And Layla, what's our next question?
We've got an email from Cicely. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Cicely is interested in raising her glutathione levels. She says, I'm a very healthy 62-year-old with an 85-year-old very healthy husband. I love your show. Thank you for everything. I'm already taking RegActive for Health and Immunity that's designed to help build your own glutathione naturally. What I understand is in the probiotics.
That's a product by Essential Formulas.
Yes.
And it's we've done some podcasts on it. It's a novel probiotic where the probiotics and the bacteria in our intestinal tract actually generate sometimes harmful substances, but also beneficial substances. They actually synthesize nutrients. Mm-hmm. And they came across one species. They had to go to, I think it was... Lithuania or Belarus, someplace in the Baltic?
Belarus.
To do the Belarus, yeah, Belarus, where they, it's actually pronounced Belarus, right?
Yeah.
I was pronouncing
Belarus. Well, where's Belarus?
They found a species, they did some probiotic research, they found a probiotic that makes glutathione in your gastrointestinal tract. So that's a good way to get it into your system.
Wow. Wow. So Cicely is taking RegActive for health and immunity. She's also taking NAC, N-acetylcysteine.
Right.
And that's the precursor for glutathione. She asks, how do I know if it's working? Is there a test?
There is. Blood test for glutathione. And we do that in patients.
Yeah.
Especially sick patients where we want to see if their antioxidant defenses are up there. So let's start with the definition of glutathione. What is glutathione?
It is the primary antioxidant, endogenous antioxidant, meaning made in your own body, that is a potent detoxifier.
Right. So the problem, though, is to how do you get it into you? Because it's made in the body. It's actually what is called a tripeptide. It's made from glycine. Cysteine, and like it's the third one.
Glycine and cysteine. N-acetylcysteine is that contains those. I know you need adequate vitamin D levels for your body to make glutathione, adequate amounts of glutathione.
You also need a good methylation pathway,
yes.
And some people have defects in methylation. And glutamine.
Glutamine.
Glycine, glutamine, and cysteine.
Cysteine.
So N-acetylcysteine is a type of cysteine that's sort of tagged with an acetyl group that is very bioavailable. It gets into the system. And we know it works. Why do we know it works? When you take too much Tylenol, and some people do it inadvertently or they do it in an effort to commit suicide, it kills your liver. And why does it kill your liver? It absolutely depletes your glutathione. And the toxicity overwhelms you. You need glutathione to antidote that. So how do you antidote that? And this is something that goes way back to when I was a medical student. You gave patients NAC, and you gave it to them through an NG tube. Sometimes these patients were unconscious. You would just pour it down their gullet. And it is a wonderful antidote to this devastating Tylenol toxicity. So we know it works. It actually helps to replenish glutathione. And, it reminds us that, if you're taking a lot of Tylenol, and this happened to me because when I broke my leg, I would take Tylenol with codeine or Tylenol formulations, the various formulations are a mixture of opiates and, pain relieving medication with some Tylenol. And I was taking this medication regularly, so I made sure I took NAC to counteract that. The other thing I did to make sure that I wasn't going to further deplete my glutathione is during that time I didn't drink any alcohol, because alcohol will deplete, it further injures your liver, but it also might use up the glutathione. So anyway, coming back to, there's so much controversy about glutathione products. Some of them they're liposomal.
Yes.
There is some research that shows that the liposomal products are absorbed. Mm-hmm. They tend to be relatively expensive.
She's inquiring about that too, liposomal, the bulletproof brand of liposomal glutathione.
I guess you can do an N of one experiment. You can get a test before, it's rather expensive, and then do a test afterward and see if you achieve higher levels.
Is this a test she could go to her primary care about?
You could ask, but they won't know what you're talking about.
They won't know it. Yeah, right. They're not
They'll have
know.
To look it up. Mm-hmm. And they might be obliging, but mostly they won't be.
Yeah.
Because if it's not covered by insurance, they often will dissuade you from doing it.
Yeah.
Or they're actively dissuaded sometimes from doing tests that are expensive because there's cost containment edicts and performance benchmarks for doctors, so that they actually kind of cut corners on your care.
Yeah, they're incentivized to do
yes,
so.
Right.
I've actually seen that on an explanation of benefits.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a little scary.
Well, it's done by the insurance companies. It's done by the government. Yeah. It's basically rationing your health care. And, considering that our healthcare costs are going through the roof, but I think it's reasonable if you want to electively do this, if you want to, bear the burden of it. I'm not sure in every case it's an essential test, a life-saving test, but we investigate it for some of our patients.
Yeah, yeah. Cecily, taking NAC, N-acetylcysteine, a 500 milligram dose, like 1,000 milligrams twice daily, is probably an optimal dose.
Yeah.
Very, very helpful.
And if you have the flu or something like that, you may want to go higher. You may want to take, two 500s three times a day. That's
three
what I do when
day.
I have the flu.
Mm-hmm. And it's good for your lung health.
Yes.
Take ample amounts of vitamin D. Get your vitamin D levels checked.
Yep.
25 OHD is the proper test. 25 hydroxy vitamin D is the proper test. Thank you for your question.
Yeah. At this point, let's pause because we generally allow our sponsors an opportunity to share a vital message with you. So here it goes. Listen up.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. So now back to Layla with questions from our listening audience. What's next?
Yeah, we've got an email from Jean. Jean's got some ideas. She read your article about your ideas for better healthcare system had in our in the Intelligent Medicine newsletter just recently. Dear Dr. Hoffman, listening to your radio show right now, and I just read your article about suggestions for the U.S. healthcare system. I agree with your list and would add another idea.
I'll see you and I'll raise you.
Give individuals more freedom and responsibility to take care of themselves. For example.
I thought I said that, but okay.
Yeah, you probably did. Yeah. For example, make it legal in all states for people to walk into a lab and get whatever blood tests they want without need for a prescription, a doctor's order for it.
Right, but the problem there is if it's covered by insurance, then people are going to order a bunch of inappropriate tests.
Yeah.
So if they want, they should be able to spend their money. Here's a problem, though, is people go nuts with test results that are not interpreted.
Yeah.
And so you know, I have a problem a little bit. That, for example, I think Life Extension offers tests like
yes.
that. And the whole idea is to liberate you and to empower you and this stuff. But I think sometimes a layperson will look at a test result that's slightly askew, even if it has an explanation, mm-hmm. and they will draw unwarranted conclusions, often bad conclusions, and they'll become cyberchondriacs
exactly.
when they look up these things.
And it's because they're not qualified to interpret, even if something is flagged as in the abnormal range or
right.
the normal range. Oftentimes,
it could be a lab error.
It could be a lab error.
Yeah.
It could be something as simple as you were dehydrated that,
yes.
that day. That's
yeah.
why
yeah.
your albumin is
yeah.
higher or your
It needs
blood
to be put in context.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing that needs to happen. Although the case that Gene makes is, you know, somebody with diabetes, they get to check their blood sugars. Why can't we just
right.
go as consumers and get the labs we want?
It was funny.
I
wrote the 24 points and we issued them on Independence Day, sort of like Declaration of Independence, you know, the 24 points,
yeah.
health, freedom, blah, blah, blah. And to, you know, like a revolutionize the way that we approach healthcare, because we really need a healthcare revolution in this country, because
yeah.
it's just not working. And I got almost unadulterated raves about the 24 points and emailed people very enthusiastic. And then I got like a profanity-laced screed from someone who saw it, and they were kind of going by the talking points of the extreme right wing.
Yeah.
And they thought I was advocating socialized medicine. And they were like, and they, it was like, really, it was like, F you, you know, and
they didn't read your article.
They didn't really read the article. They reacted in a knee-jerk fashion to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I did say is that, and you gotta admit this, is that we need equitable healthcare in this country. And that doesn't necessarily mean we need to become the National Health Service.
Yeah.
You know, Ooh. And or Canada, which has advantages, but it's a nightmare scenario for people in so many ways.
That's true. And we've had patients come to us from Canada.
Yeah. We absolutely
As a matter
have.
Of fact.
We absolutely
As a
have.
Matter of fact.
Seeking
so.
Like a higher level of discretionary mm-hmm. health care for which they are willing to pay.
Yeah. Gene says the other idea, number two, would be, and, of course, making the same type of info that you and Layla so generously share on your show available on some easy-to-understand official platform along with other healthy living and self-care would lower the demand on overstressed health providers and facilities. We should have our own NPR and do this all day long.
Right.
We should have our own.
Or run for office.
Yeah, or run for office, exactly. So... Yeah. But you know, Gene, just because it's available doesn't mean they will listen.
I have an idea. We'll call it the Green Tea Party.
The green
Tea party.
Right. Yes.
It's not the Tea Party, because that
it's
already has
a
negative connotation. The Green Tea Party.
That's good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that too.
Okay.
All right.
Me for president, you for vice president?
Yes, sure.
You'll take a subordinate role?
I will take a subordinate role.
Okay,
yeah.
We could be co-presidents.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, right. Okay.
Gene, thank you for your feedback. Thank you for your input. And hopefully healthcare will, at some point, start to get better.
We can start with a PR stunt where we dump a bunch of green tea into Boston Harbor.
Okay.
That, right?
That would be a waste of green tea.
Oh,
wait a minute.
No,
wait
that's
a minute.
No good.
Let's just pretend to do that,
okay.
just for the film. And then,
right.
yeah. So we've got another question here. From Eddie. Hi, I would like your input on high blood pressure. I take lisinopril 5 milligrams a day, and the other supplements I take already are fish oil, vitamin C, resveratrol, aged garlic extract, marine collagen peptides that I put in a smoothie. I take CoQ10. I ride a stationary bike for a half hour, and when I check my blood pressure at home, it seems to vary throughout the day, but when I go to the doctor's office, it's sky high.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Well, you know, this is an example of white coat hypertension, and
yeah.
we see that a lot in our office.
Yeah.
We just had a patient who, you know, her blood pressure was so high. I said, and I rarely do this. I said, your blood pressure is wicked high.
Yeah.
I can't let you go home without a blood pressure medication.
Yeah.
And I prescribed.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just sent me fax with all her blood pressure readings at home, And they were perfectly normal.
Wow.
And I said, you don't need the medication.
Mm.
And but it was such an extreme form of white coat hypertension.
Yeah.
That, you know, the concern is what happens when you're stuck in traffic on the LIE and, you know, you're cursing the other, you know, the drivers.
Road rage is creeping up.
You know, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Or your boss, you know, sends you an evaluation that's, you know, less than sterling.
Mm-hmm.
Or your kid comes home with a, you know, F's on the report card. You know, is it possible that that white coat hypertension is not an, I can't imagine that coming to the doctor's office is the single worst episode of your life, such that it other circumstances don't raise your blood pressure dangerously.
Sure. That's true.
But, you know, some people are super scared in the doctor's office. Very primal thing.
It is primal. Yeah. And I think the association can even go back to as a child being taken to the pediatrician. There was always a shot. It was always a negative experience. There was always pain and there was crying. And maybe that just stays.
Or it could be, you know, kind of a PTSD reaction to a parent who maybe was hospitalized and maybe died young or something, you know, and there it's just the appearance of a white coat or even the smell of the disinfectant can somehow trigger a reaction like a Pavlovian reaction in a person.
And some people will just kind of believe that they're going to get bad news.
Right, right.
On some deep-seated unconscious level.
It's
that,
so
that's
bad
what's gonna happen.
That you can give yourself white coat hypertension.
Yes.
It's just the feel of the cuff on your arm can freak you out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, however, you know, we want people to relax during their blood pressure taking, but that may give you an atypical reading. You know, it's like if you're perfectly zen every time you do your blood pressure, it doesn't necessarily represent where your blood pressure is.
Right.
Now, there is what's called ambulatory blood pressure monitoring. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a nuisance. It's a thing you have to schlep around and it's on your arm and it puffs up, you know, occasionally, which freaks some people out anyway.
They get that in the hospital.
The machine
too.
Whirs and it like squeezes your arm, and you know maybe that could give you you know a reaction, like a nervous system reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Well, another thing I've noticed that there are some practitioners out there who are taking blood pressure readings incorrectly.
Right.
The arm is not supported. The arm of the patient is not supported. The patient and the practitioner are busy talking to one another while the blood pressure, that can raise your blood pressure, simply talking.
Mm-hmm.
Not having your feet flat on the floor, right? That's another thing.
Your legs are crossed or something like
the
that.
The legs are crossed and they shouldn't be crossed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are having their blood pressure taken while they're sitting on the physical exam table with their feet dangling.
Mm-hmm.
The feet are supposed to be on the floor.
Yep.
The feet are supposed to be supported. And the arm is supposed to be supported up to the level of the heart. Not off to the side.
Exactly.
It needs
at
to be
the level
supported.
Of the heart.
The patient should not be holding up the weight of their arm
right.
with the blood pressure cuff.
Right.
Yet I see this over and over in various places. So
well,
I kind of have to wonder how much that plays into it.
Well, you know, and then the problem is that it then gets people on the medicine wagon.
That's
you know,
true.
Unnecessarily.
Yeah.
Or
they've
you
had
know,
too much coffee that morning.
Or alternatively, it could be a misdiagnosis, you know,
that's
when you get
too.
A false negative.
That's true. Because
blood pressure should be treated, you know, preferably naturally.
Yeah. And now, with the new guidelines, there is the fear of people with, 122 over 87 being given a blood pressure medication?
They used to be borderline. But, you know,
if
you read the guidelines, and unfortunately, I don't think many health professionals have not, they got the message, but they didn't, you know, read the subtext. The subtext is, those are people who should be managed with intensive lifestyle modification.
Yes.
Before you give up
and
put them on medication. And unfortunately, that's given short shrift in most doctor's offices.
That's true.
You know, look, if you have a blood pressure, surely if you have a blood pressure of, 170 over 120, consistently, boom, you know, it's like, it's not like borderline. It's, that's way sky high. And, you know,
and blood pressure then can go too low as a result of taking medication for borderline normal blood pressure. That has its own problems.
And the latest finding is that Even if you don't have a heart attack or a stroke, mm-hmm. you know, which is the main concern, you know, is that you get blood, high blood pressure causes strokes. It also causes the heart to enlarge, and it can cause, congestive heart failure. Untreated hypertension will cause cardiac hypertrophy, like the yeah. wall of the heart becomes thicker and thicker and thicker to the point where it doesn't pump blood very well. That's, you know, the most overt kind of problem. But yeah. subtle problems like higher risk of dementia occur with even slight elevations in blood pressure because wow. it's kind of like an erosive effect of the high pressure in your brain, mm-hmm. you know, pressing on the arterial walls within your brain, you know, may have a, you know, may cause you to have brain problems.
Yeah.
So it needs to be addressed.
It needs to be addressed. Yeah.
Well, looks like we're reaching the end of the road. That's all the time we have for today's edition of the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. We thank you for your questions. Keep them coming.
Yes,
even
do.
Though it's summertime, we're not slowing down. We're going to keep cranking out podcasts because we enjoy it.
Yep.
And we hope that you send us questions. So radioprogram@AOL.com is the destination for questions. Of course, you can call our program live during the weekends or you can go to drhoffman.com. And on the homepage, providing you use a PC or a Mac, it's not yet enabled for mobile devices, but on a PC or Mac computer, on the right side of the homepage is a triangular box, not a rectangular box.
Uh-huh.
Four sides is a rectangle, right?
Yeah.
Last time I checked.
Right.
Yeah. And on you click on that box, and it'll prompt you to record a question. And we'll use those questions for our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll answer those questions that way. But I kind of like this format because you get a real detailed answer. We do a deep dive on questions
yeah.
during this,
yeah.
which is a nice opportunity in the media that's really sped up and where you know everything's about sound bites. We have an opportunity for a more detailed discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you,
Layla.
Everybody. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.